Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
We had the International Day of the Volunteer earlier this week, and there were some very special awards presented in Perth by Her Excellency, the Honourable Kerry Sanderson, also the Minister for Volunteering, Mick Murray. So they presented some awards to 8 volunteers who have volunteered for one organisation for 45 years or more. And congratulations to Margaret Evans of Glenhow, been acknowledged for her work at the Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company. She's on the line now. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've got a long association with live theatre, haven't you?
Yes, ever since I was about 19.
Because you started off singing when you were at Tom the Cheap, which was the old supermarket in town.
Yes, that's right, down in Stirling Terrace.
Gosh, that's going back, isn't it? Because there was another there was another supermarket on Collie Street for a number of years, wasn't there? Freecorns and then IGA, I think. Oh, no,
yes,
Super Value.
That's right, yeah, up in, yes, it was. It was a Freecorns up past Suzanne's, up past where Suzanne, I think the, I can't remember, the Centrelink were there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good memories. So from
There was a Tom's in York Street, and then we went down to Stirling Terrace, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a great retailer for many years. And from there, I guess your entertainment career spawned because you were singing while you were working, and then someone suggested that you join Light Opera.
Yes, that's right. And I said, no, Dad will never let me.
As long as you're in by 10, you're allowed to go off and be part of the action.
That's for sure, yeah.
So
I'm very scared, though.
So all up, how long have you been involved with Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company?
I would say it's back on 50 years, I think, or it might even be 51. From there till now, I mean, I have left it for a couple of holidays and things like that, but yeah. I've always been a member. I'm actually a life member. Been a life member for about 30, 40 years, I think, now.
Fantastic. But when you take those holidays, they've been well-earned holidays because you put in a lot of hours over the years.
Yes, we not only worked at Opera Company, but we also worked at the Town Hall as well as ushers and things like that, yeah. Linda, the other lady that got her certificate, she started, I think, 3 years before me, and she runs front of house and sewing, and she's done a bit of directing as well. So, yeah, so it's very interesting. I remember coming back from Brisbane and met a lady that used to be at Opera Company called Eliz O'Rourke, and she says, why aren't I directing yet? And I thought, don't be silly, I could never do that. And she said, oh, well, come and work with me doing some old-time musicals. So that's how I started. I did a few old-time musicals with her, then did one of my own. Then I did a play called Down in Italy, and I thought, oh, I'll try a musical. And I did, the first one I did was the musical Wizard of Oz, and I loved it, so.
Margaret Evans, congratulations for your efforts with the Albany Live Opera and Theatre Company. Keep up the good work and all the very best.
Okay, thank you very much for ringing.
Always good to catch up with the member for Albany, Peter Watson. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Peter, you had a very big turnout at the seniors' concert on Sunday.
Yeah, Terry, by the time we had all the volunteers and the seniors, it was close to 500 people there, and it was just great to see our seniors just having a relaxing afternoon, great entertainment, good food, or great food, sorry, and lots of volunteers, because without that it wouldn't happen. And some of the seniors were saying to me when they came into the office to pick up their free tickets that it's the only thing they do, only time they go out during the year. So it's very gratifying to see them all up there, having a good time and just enjoying the Christmas spirit.
And Peter, I think the one thing they come for is your annual joke. I mean, in the last few years, we've revealed the joke early on the radio, but this year, I guess you can tell us the joke afterwards.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I can put it on radio.
So. Oh, righto. Okay.
Yeah, all a little right. bit
moving
little
along.
Bit yeah, I just think of it. Maybe not. It was a little bit risky, but they loved it. So.
Yeah.
There might be some people in the audience, Terry, that might, but in the fun of Christmas, it went over really well. But I don't want to have the broadcast commission. You or me from the airways.
No, no, we want to keep our jobs.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Been a lot of talk about airfares in regional Western Australia. There's been an investigation into why they're so high outside the metropolitan area. How did Albany fare? Pardon the pun after it all.
Yeah, Albany went very well in it. The committee said that Albany has got a good you know, the fares, when you consider the rest of the state, Albany's done very well. And, you know, there are some flights we can get for $129 if you're local. And when you consider what the prices are up north and some of the other areas, I think Albany's going pretty well.
Always good to catch up with Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Researchers. Some great information on their website, mccrindle.com.au. Mark, Amazon's arrival this week has brought upon a lot of talk, a lot of discussion about, you know, the impact they're going to have in the local economy. But they've had some mixed reviews so far. And I guess, you know, it's a good time to put a spotlight on our shopping habits over the years.
Yeah, that's right. It has very much moved a lot of our shopping to the online space, and the original online seller there, Amazon, for 23 years in the US and in the UK as well, have come to our shores. And they have shaken things up. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they've always, when they've gone into new markets, sort of treated as a learning opportunity. They sort of tweak the prices as they go, tweak the offering. And so it was a bit underwhelming from a lot of purchasers' perspective, the prices that they've offered this week. But I'm sure they'll continue to prove a success as they have around the world and really challenge stores. And I guess that is the big challenge in retail at the moment. How can the bricks and mortar stores compete with the online retailers, particularly these mega global ones like Amazon?
Everybody was a little worried about Amazon's arrival. What makes them different from other online retailers? I mean, because we've had this practice in place for a number of years now. There was a lot of fear, I guess, for Amazon's pending arrival, but, you know, they haven't really delivered in the first few days.
No, that's right. But they are in it for the long haul. They've been almost 20 years in the UK as well. So before most people had the internet, Amazon have been around and learning all the while. They sell about $180 worth of stuff around the world. They have been innovators with their Amazon Prime, for example, which offers free delivery within 2 hours, and they've even tried drone deliveries overseas. So, you know, they really are an innovator, and I think they will challenge retailers here. But Australians, you know a sale. They know good prices. They're internet savvy, but they also do like to connect locally. They like to see stuff, not just buy everything online. So, you know, I think it's a matter of the bricks and mortar retailers getting their mix right, offering that customer service, showing they've got the real local knowledge and the good brand offering, and I think that they can really serve it up to Amazon, as they indeed have this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty big battle over the next few weeks, especially with Christmas only a few days off. McCrindle Researchers, you can find them at mccrindle.com.au. Mark, you're on the road. You enjoy your trip.
Oh, thanks so much, Terry. Appreciate it.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Sounds of Albany jackpot today is at $2,260. You need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. Daryl wants to have a go. Morning, Daryl.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm very good.
Yeah, that's a go. Beautiful morning today.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a ripper day.
Yeah, exactly. I got a feeling it could be closing a car, brand new car door at Albany World of Cars in the showroom there.
Closing a car door down at the showroom on Albany Highway.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to close the door on your answer, Daryl.
Okay. No,
hey, thanks for playing. Good on you, mate.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, $2,260 on the line. Cheryl's back with us. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm terrific. Sounds of Albany. What do you reckon it is?
Way out guess.
Yep.
Because it's inside.
Yep.
A stapler being used.
Stapler, yeah.
Being used in an office or a home office.
A stapler being used. So what, the staple's being shot out of the cannon?
Or being hit.
Right.
Like punched or used.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to unstaple your answer.
Oh!
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry. I'll keep trying.
Yeah, you keep trying. You might get there.
Thank you.
$2,280. It's back on Friday. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds on Triple M.